Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I gotta be honest with you. I think that you know that I'm a pretty honest fellow here. I throw it out there. I give you both sides of every story. And that's who I am. That's what I'll always do. Sometimes I'll hit and miss with things. Sometimes I don't get all the information, but I try to do the best I can to give you every side of things. And I criticize what criticism should be. And right now, from what I'm hearing from people in D.C. and elsewhere, when it comes to the repeal of Obamacare, you got to be blanking kidding me. We have heard since day one when Obamacare was voted on and, well, once we pass it, we'll read it and we'll know what's in it and all the stuff that came with it, that the Republicans had plenty of different things that they would roll out. Silly little votes that were no more than just show votes to repeal Obamacare on numerous occasions took place on the floor. Over and over again, they talked about how we've got all of these plans, and they're going to be the best plans, and they're better than Obamacare. And we heard it over and over again. Like I said, 50, over 50 pretend show votes to repeal it, knowing full well they couldn't do it. 50. Now they've got the president, and they've been screaming and yelling, we're going to do this. Yesterday was the day. Today's the day. They're freaking out. Oh, my God, we don't really have anything. We don't. We don't really have. Oh, geez. I think they didn't think he'd do it. Maybe they didn't think Trump was serious. They're like, oh, my God, he's totally serious? We were kidding. We were just like, wow. We'll get back to you on that. We'll go back over here. I've got the Obamacare replacement. It's in my desk and my other pants. It's in my other pants and they're at home. I'll get them tomorrow. Don't you worry about that. They're in my pants. I appreciate that. They're freaking out because they don't have a real replacement. Rand Paul has put a few things forward, and I have seen some of it. And people will send me stuff and say they've got a replacement. I've seen some of the replacement. There's got to be more detail. There's got to be more detail. There does. I'm not surprised. I want to be surprised, but I'm not. I'm not. They're politicians. They talk a lot, but most of the time it's just lip service. It's white noise from white guys. Frustrating. I'm sitting here. Apparently there's some recordings out there that appear to be filled with doubts about how to make a good on a long-term promise to get rid of Obamacare without explicit guidance from the president or his administration. Their concerns range. Well, there's a lot of concerns. There is a lot of concern. How to keep premiums affordable for middle class? How to avoid destroying and or damaging the health insurance market? And how to avoid the political consequences of defunding Planned Parenthood? Tom McClintock, a California Republican, said, "We better be sure we're prepared to live with the market we've created." Boom. They're scared. They don't have, and this is the problem when you have so many people, right? You've got all the irons in the fire. They don't know which iron to pick. And some are more comprehensive than others. But some of those ones that may be more comprehensive, maybe a little bit more expensive than they thought. This is on them now. It is square on them. It is 100% square on them. He said, look, Republicans are going to understand this is going to be Trump care, and they're going to have to own it lock, stock, and barrel, and will be judged in the election less than 2 years away. Bam. This is the big fear right now. Midterms are coming up. Many of these people are up for re-election, and they've been their constituents have been screaming, "We want a replacement. We want a replacement." Well, now you got everything you wanted, and now it's time for the replacement. And the Trump went in there and he kicked it off and said, "This is what we're going to start to do." And the ball started rolling, and they weren't prepared. They weren't, because they weren't unified in, hey, we've got it right here. This is what it is. This is how it works out. There'll be some other stuff that we'll have to iron out, especially if we're going to look at choice and can we sell across lines and stuff down the line as we go through and talk to insurance regulators across the state, each state. There'll be some of that, but whoa. You would think, right, that you would have a replacement. What was that movie, Producer Phil? Which one was it? It's the Indiana Jones movie where he swiped the thing and tried to replace the other thing that weighed the same amount.
That was Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. The Republicans are just swipe the thing with nothing in their other hand to put the thing on. And now the big ball's rolling down the hill. That's what the Republicans have done. It's not good. It's not. And they're starting to hear it because people are getting nervous. And you may be a Republican. You may be a conservative. And you can still think, not quite sure here. Little uncomfortable. Little uncomfortable in this situation. And they're going to have to own it. And when you are a person who's up for re-election, and you've promised that your constituents that once we have everything we need, we're going to repeal this. And now the repealing has come. Again, I've told you this over and over again. It is much easier to play offense than it is to play defense, right? Much easier to play offense than defense. And for 8 years, the Republicans got to play offense. Well, they're playing defense now. And and the one thing that I know about Republican constituents and voters is they hold their people to the feet to the fire a lot more. They're not afraid to get rid of people if they don't think this person is doing what they're supposed to be doing. And they're worried. This should have been a no-brainer. They should have had one comprehensive thing that says, look, this is what we've got. We will add some stuff to it as we break through some of these regulations and discuss stuff. But this is what we got, and it is going to go into place. It is going to take 18 to 24 months to unravel everything for a full replacement. That I can see. Don't think it's going to happen overnight, but the clock has been ticking. You promised on Thursday. You promised on Friday. This was the deadline that you imposed, that your replacement would be ready, and now they're worried. Too many different ideas. By the way, Senator Rob Portman warned his colleagues that estimated budget savings from the repealing Obamacare, which the Republicans could approach $500 billion, would be needed to fund the cost of setting up a replacement. $500 billion to set up a replacement. They didn't think it through. That's why I've said, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Maybe you've got the nice frame of a house, and inside it needs to be redecorated. You don't knock the entire house down. You go, let's go inside, repaint, redecorate, do some stuff. We'll call it Trumpocare. How about that? Trumpocare. Getting my Trumpocare on. They don't have a replacement. It's like, oh my God, I totally didn't know you were serious about that. Because we've been so used to just saying we're going to do it. It's just been, oh my God, this is crazy. Well, I have egg on my face.
Well, didn't the House try to repeal it like 65 times?
Yeah. It was all show votes because they knew they couldn't. But wouldn't it be funny one day if now the Democrats should have gone, okay, let's repeal it. And I wanted to see them standing. Oh my God, we were kidding. We didn't think you were going to do that. They are, they're talking about refundable tax credit. But that's not going to work for middle-class families. They can't afford to prepay their premiums, right? So you get a tax credit, but you can't afford to pay your premiums. Why wasn't this thought out? This is the stuff that pisses everybody off and why people are nervous. And I told you when I first started the show that this thing is inside of our world now, and to unravel it may be beyond destructive. Doesn't mean we can't fix it, which is what we should be looking to do, rather than tear the entire thing apart. Because even now, even if we could tear it apart, at $500 billion, are you ready to eat that? Hell, for $500 billion, we could probably get everybody their own doctor. Just lives with you. This is going to be ugly. This is really going to be ugly. And there's egg on the face. And you know what? You knew it. This wasn't a surprise, right? This was not a surprise. You were on a roller coaster. You'd seen the roller coaster. You shouldn't be surprised that there's a loop in the roller coaster. Oh, my goodness. And if the middle class gets crushed here, just like Obama got saddled with this, Trump will get saddled with this. You want to know the difference, though? You want to know the difference between Trump and Obama? Is Trump will destroy every one of these Republicans. He will take them down. He'll burn the house down himself if they flub this. He will. And yes, he needs to participate as well. But I have heard long before Trump was ever president that there was how many? 7, 10, 15, 21 replacements already floated out there? I've heard all of that. Why can't we see all of those things? Where are they now? Good question. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. March of Life today, Vice President Pence spoke at it. And, man, we got so much stuff to get to, including Jerry Seinfeld, who did something that I thought was kind of funny, and I don't really find Seinfeld super funny. And, of course, he's being hammered for it on the Twitter. The Chad Benson Show. Hope in your arms, but just another day. I promise this one will go slow. Oh, we have the right.
Yo, you know what this is, boy.
Chad Benson.
Tonight.
Here I am. The one that you love. Air Supply. I have just been put in my place by The_Aaron_Shane tweeted at me. Air Supply is adult contemporary. Get your crap straight and don't diss the supply, dude.
You know what they say, never get high on your own supply.
Never get high on your own supply. Off air, and producer Phil will attest to this. He's got a great voice, man. I love him.
Oh, yeah, he's got a great voice.
But when you listen to those things, man, you may call it adult contemporary. I've worked in radio for a long time, so this should be talking about adult contemporary. I know what AC is and hot AC. I know what top 40 is. I know what CHR is. I know what, you know, rhythmic CHR is. I know what rock is. But there's those stations out there that say it's soft rock. You know what I'm talking about. And the supply happens to be that. We were talking earlier about
that. Was a great soft rock voice, too.
He does. He has the perfect soft rock voice.
No, I meant you when you were talking about soft rock.
Oh, my God, soft rock. Less talk with more soft rock for people who hate music. Chad! You know, somebody just texted me. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Glad you're calling out Trump on the replacements he claimed to have. Just like at the beginning of the campaign, he claimed to have met Putin, and now he never has. The other pundits are just saying how great Trump is. I'm not going to say how great he is. If he does something good, I will talk about it. He's been there for a week. I think he's done some good stuff, and some other stuff is just it's crazy. But I will tell you this. The Democrats put in place something that is going to be hard to unravel. And now the fears of unraveling Obamacare, I think some of the Republicans have looked into it and realized this is a no-win solution. If we completely blow this thing up, this may be the last shot we have of keeping our healthcare system the way it is in the hands of the private sector. Eventually, it's going to flap to the public sector. We'll have public-private in some way, shape, or form. Because you're never going to get rid of the insurance companies because there's too much money there. It's an industry unto itself. But this may be it as we know it if they jack this pooch. And I would go and I would look right at the president and say, Mr. President, it's about getting it right. It's not about getting it done fast. If this means that it's going to take 16 to 24 months to do this in a way and to come up with something comprehensive enough that fits the pieces of the puzzle that we currently have right now that we don't want to get rid of, that will do the best that it can to keep prices down and to really, you know, expand the services to a lot of other people out there who can't afford it, but who we've been subsidizing. If this is what it is and it's going to take, then we do it. Because getting it done fast doesn't mean it's going to be right. What's the old saying? Measure once, cut twice. Measure twice, cut once. Let's be pragmatic about it. People are already in it. People are already frustrated. They've survived for the last 8 years or 7.5 years with this thing. If they have to go a year or 2 years, it's fine. This is where politicians go wrong. Come to the people and explain to the people exactly what's going on. That's what transparency is all about. People will back you if you're honest with them. If you look them in the eye and said, we are working hard to do all we can to replace it and put a replacement in to the private sector and to the public as fast as possible. But it's going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It may not happen for a year plus. It will happen, but it's going to take some time to unwind everything and then to start putting in its replacement. It's going to be a layered situation. It's not overnight like we thought, because it is so deep and it is so, you know, right now stuck in there in several different places that to just try to do the quick, you know, take one off, put one in, it could blow everything up. But be honest with them. But for the last 7 years, they have told us they have all of these replacements and they were ready to go and it would be seamless. Well, it's not seamless. And some of that's the fact that they probably didn't really look into it that way. Oh, goodness. You're right, Aaron. We should mess with the supply. I do love him, though. God, his voice is amazing. Here's some more of the supply. It's soft rock. And let's talk. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Can I just say, if you're out there and you're bitching and you're whining and you're moaning, and you talk about this president and our country in ways that are just insane. Take a step back for a moment. It's good that you have your voice. I got no problem with that. But every once in a while, I think we need to reflect on the reality of the world we live in and comparatively to things that have happened in the past. Today marks the 70th anniversary of, what was just a horrific, horrific, horrific time for human beings. It's Holocaust Remembrance Day. And I hear too many people try to talk about the president and the Republicans and being Nazis. And I understand that. Look, I know that you may be worried that you may lose something, which you're living in fear, and stop living in fear, because fear is, first of all, you being afraid of something doesn't change it. It's either going to happen or it's not going to happen. And if there's a chance that you can make it not happen, I'd rather think about how can I make this happen? How can I make this happen so this doesn't happen? What do I do so I can keep whatever it is that I've got, what right I've got, this, that, and the other? But most of it's fear. And then you go out and you tell everybody that Donald Trump's a Nazi and that Mike Pence is a Nazi and the Republican Party's a Nazi and it's all about alt-right craziness, and you scream and yell and call everybody fascist, and and you do all of these things, and take a step back and remember that there were real people in the world who did really horrific things. Not say that they send us their rapists and their killers about Mexico. That's that, you know, not saying that somebody who wears a Make America Great Again hat is all of a sudden some sort of you know, stormtrooper or werewolf. If you don't know what those are relative to the Nazis, read a book. So take a step back on this day and let's remember there are real people out there who suffered at the hands of really bad individuals, human beings who wanted to destroy who they were. So there was no more of them. To rid Europe of every man, woman, and child that had any Jewish blood or identity in them. These people went through stuff that we could never even imagine. Survived by the luck of the draw. You go left, you go right. People put through horrible experiments. So when we think, oh, I've been microaggressed, when we think I have been micro-oppressed, when we think to ourselves that he is the second coming of Adolf Hitler or Hermann Goering or Rudolf Hess or any of the other, you know, sick individuals that were associated with the Nazis, I can roll them all off for you. But when we think about those things, let's come back to the reality of this is a man who is running a country who was voted in by free people, who has a different belief in some social issues that you do. But he is not trying to lock you up or put you in a camp or do cruel experiments on you and then burn you and throw you away as if you never existed. It's amazing that I hear people out there scream and yell, fascist, Nazis. I'm like, do you have any idea? Do you have any idea? You have no idea. Because you don't read a book. Because kids don't care about history. And young people don't care about history. And a lot of people have forgotten history and now focus on you know, things like Trump and what may he do? What will he do? How is he going to oppress us? How is he going to take away from us? It's great to fight the fight. If you feel that you are going to get trod upon, fight the fight. If you feel your rights are going to be stripped away, fight the fight. But there's ways of going about doing it, and then there's ways of cheapening things in the past. If you think about it, I don't know what it's like to be black. I don't know what it's like to be oppressed. I don't know like what it's like to grow up in this country as a minority. I don't. I don't. But what I do know is it's probably not the best thing in the world, but it's gotten a lot better. Every generation, it's gotten better and better, and it will continue to get better. But we're always told that we should remember what happened and what people have been through and that we should make light of it. And they're right. We shouldn't. And we should remember. But those same people will look at somebody like, I don't know, Mike Pence or Donald Trump or any of the people on their staff and call them Nazis, anti-Semitic, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever you want to call them. Shouldn't we also remember that past? I think we should. We should absolutely remember that past. Let's remember today. Take a time to remember. So the next time you think online you're mad at somebody for posting something that you don't quite understand, or that you think that person is a Nazi because they believe that we should have a secure border, or they believe that all lives matter, or they believe that blue lives matter, or they believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, or they believe in life, and you decide to call them a Nazi, understand what that means. Understand what that means. That's a fair question to ask people. Do you understand what that really means? Let's remember that today. Sticks and stones may break our bones, but you know what? The Nazis killed. The Nazis were horrible. The Nazis were the most disgusting, vile thing in modern times. Stalin wasn't too far behind them. In fact, in many ways, he was worse. We befriended a monster to destroy a monster. But he kept it in-house, right? So we didn't care. We talk about stuff like this. And I just remember as a kid growing up, my best friend Ray lived up the street. And I couldn't have been more than maybe a 10 or 11. And, you know, growing up, my dad was tatted to the bone. And he was about 5'9", and he was built like a house. I'm a big dude. He's built like a big dude. And he was probably 250 pounds. It was all steel. And I was used to seeing tattoos from him and all of his friends. And I was at my friend Ray's house. I was talking to his grandma and grandpa. And they were Ukrainian. And as we were talking, well, they were Polish, and then they escaped to Ukraine, and then they got out of, they were caught. And I asked them, what were those tattoos on their arms? And that's when his grandfather proceeded to tell me about his time in Birkenau and what it was like to be in a concentration camp for like 16 months as a child. It was eye-opening. Again, I'm only like 11 years old or whatever. And it was just, you don't quite get it. And I think too often not, we throw around that word Nazi. And it, you got to stop that. You do. On this day, you can just remember. Just take a deep breath and think, you know what? Instead of calling somebody something, maybe I'm just not going to say anything to them. Maybe I'm just not. Maybe I could just let it go. We should have a class that teaches people to just let it go. That'd be a great class. Man, just let it go. This guy, just let it go. But she said, just let it go. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Just let it go. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We've got polls up. You could take the poll. There's two of them. Let's see here. Trump signs action for vetting of foreign nationals to keep terrorists out. How do you feel about this? 92% said it's about time. 8% said it's bad. It's not who we are. Also, we are in week one of the President Trump reign. How's he doing? 38% great. 35% good. 5% so-so. 22% nightmare. Let's wrap it up. Straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat, partner.
Oh, dear God, no.
Do you have any questions?
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Oh, my God. It is Air Supply Friday. We were told we cannot mess with the supply. Russell Hitchcock, Graham Russell, Australian soft rock duo. That's what it says on their Wikipedia. I wonder how many albums they sold. I'm going to assume it is a buttload. 50 million, would you think?
I think they've sold a few.
I do. I think they've sold a ton. Wow. Man, that is awesome. Boss Skaggs, that's another one of those soft rocks kind of people, right?
Oh, the Lido Shuffle rocks.
Yeah. Chicago, they got to that soft rock kind of era. Oh, my Lord. Do you think when they were performing this, they realized they were going to be soft rock? I don't know. Do you think in 20 years we're going to be like, because I remember when I was a kid growing up and, you know, you're listening to new wave and punk and you think this is like there's nothing like this. And then, you know, 20 years later, they're playing it on your oldie station or your you're just, oh, wow, that's like uncomfortable, you know? It's like,
well, look at Alanis Morissette. I mean, her first album was incredibly angry, and then she drifted over to the AC.
Yeah, she drifted over there. But they are huge, man. I'm looking at, but yeah, they've sold about 55+ million copies of their albums. Life does not suck for the supply, as they say. It has not been a kind week for celebrities. First, we had Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Then we had Mary Tyler Moore. Mannix died yesterday, the man who played Mannix, Connors. And then today we found out an actor that many of us loved and who I mentioned earlier today, actually on the air, and I did not know he was sick and dying, passed away. Legendary actor Sir John Hurt died 77. He was famous for Aliens, and he was also nominated for an Academy Award for this little ditty. Oh, that's it. He played the Elephant Man. So he was an alien. He was in Elephant Man. He was in V for Vendetta, which I talked about today. He was in a lot of stuff, man. Midnight Express, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Alien, a ton of movies. Passed away at age 77. So already we're off to a... Man, I'm looking at, let's see, V for Vendetta. How many of these movies have I seen? Hercules, all that. Snowpiercer was great. He was in V, 1984. Harry Potter movies. The Immortals, Rob Roy, I remember that. He was in that. He was in all of the Harry Potter movies, it looks like. Gosh. That's one of those guys you see, and he was in Contact, and you like that movie. I like that movie, too. He played the crazy guy who had all the money. Want to take a ride? That was the best part. When he was living on the, was he living on the space station? Remember that?
Or a space station.
Yeah, or a space station, because everybody wanted, he was so rich, and everybody wanted to get to him. And so to avoid prosecution, he went to space. Oh, my Lord. Speaking of people who are famous, Jerry Seinfeld, who I don't find to be incredibly funny, just signed a new contract with with Netflix for his Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee series, I guess. I think they're going to pay him $100 million because he doesn't have enough. And he tweeted out as he was getting ready to do his promoting of the series for the comedian that was going to be in the car with him, and it was going to be Louis Black. If you know who Louis Black is, he's a funny, kind of angry man at times who starts to scream and yell like this. And he was on The Daily Show for a long time and a few other things. Louis Black's his name, and... He said Louis Black is going to be getting in the car, you know, soon with me for Comedians in Cars. Black Lives Matter. And of course, you can't do that nowadays. You can't do that. You can't. This is where that craziness comes in, where people freak out about it. Here's the thing about comedians. First of all, his name is Black. So it's not like you made something up. Secondly, completely on your side, right, when it comes to everything. And comedians keep us honest. Comedians push the boundary. This was not a pushing of the boundary. This was a comic. And this is what I talked about with political correctness, is we never know where it's going to end up. You say something today, 6 months from now, it may cross that line. You didn't know because you said it, and it's just sitting there, and the line passes you by. And that's unfortunate. But he's feeling it, and he's getting hammered by a ton of people. What was it? Who was the other comic that was on there? Who played Kramer? What was his name? Jason?
Yeah,
I can't remember
his name, but yeah, that went all over the place.
Yeah, when he started yelling the N-word, remember when he did that? Michael Richards, when he started screaming the N-word on stage. Oh, that I understand. You'd be pissed at that. You absolutely should be. 110%. This, not so much. This, not so much. One person said, this is worse than the final of Seinfeld, which I still don't like, wrote one detractor. Who's writing the tweets now? The Breitbart humor section staff? Another unsatisfied customer. What the blank, Jerry? Yikes. I don't know. I've just, and I don't think he meant anything untoward. I think we can... just like the lady who did that on SNL. I don't think she meant anything untoward. I think she was trying to be funny, and I think she didn't like Trump, and she took a shot at Barron, and we can get over it. We can all move on with our lives. We can all move on with our lives. He said, when I believe he was on with Colin Cowherd, the sports guy, a few years ago, this is why he avoids performing at college campuses, because of the suffocating PC atmosphere. It's true. It's true. There's no PC here, kids. Solid, fun week of frivolity. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. You can tweet and text us, 323-538-2427. It's always there. It comes directly to me. I don't hand it off to anybody else. 323-538-2423. Simple, as easy as that. If you want to, that there's the text line. And check out our polls right now up at Chad Benson Show. At Chad Benson Show. ChadBensonShow.com is the website. Check it out. Had a fun, good week. Next week, this time, we'll be talking Super Bowl. Got a lot of good stuff. Some good guests coming on next week. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook, and at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. For Anthony, for my man Phil, have yourself a safe and wonderball weekend. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show. At